Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to UK Business Morning.
Morning, Alice. Ready to dive into the business news that matters most.
We have a pretty serious story to discuss today.
I see. Let me guess, it's about the recent incident at RAF Brys Norton.
Exactly. Two men and a woman have been arrested on suspicion of terror offences.
Right. And this is connected to the damage done to two planes there.
Yes, the group Palestine Action is accused of damaging the planes by spraying paint into an engine.
That is so serious. I wonder what their motives were.
Well, Palestine Action said they used red paint, symbolizing Palestinian bloodshed, and left a Palestine flag on the scene.
Wow, that is so bold. The symbolism is pretty clear.
The arrests include a 29-year-old woman with no fixed abode and two men from London aged 36 and 24.
Right, and another 41-year-old woman was arrested for assisting an offender.
That's right, Counter-Terrorism Policing South East made the arrests under the Terrorism Act 2000.
Quite a big claim, right? They're charging them with terrorism.
Yes, the Prime Minister called the act of vandalism disgraceful.
What did he specifically say about it?
He said, "Our armed forces represent the very best of Britain and put their lives on the line for us every day. It is our responsibility to support those who defend us."
That's a strong statement. I wonder what the public reaction is.
It's likely polarised, given the sensitive nature of the issue and the involvement of the military.
Absolutely. People will have different views on this.
And we should remember this is a business podcast.
Right. How does this incident affect the business world?
Well, such incidents can impact public confidence and potentially disrupt operations at RAF Brys Norton.
That makes sense. Any financial implications we should be aware of?
Not directly mentioned yet, but damage to military assets can be costly.
True, repairs, and any delays could add up.
Also, the legal proceedings and potential security upgrades might have financial repercussions.
Right, and this could affect the defence sector's operations.
Yes, especially if investigations lead to changes in security protocols.
I wonder how the defence companies will handle this.
They might need to invest more in security measures and training.
That's definitely a possibility.
Thanks for that, Lewis. Let's move on to our next story.
Sure thing, Alice. We'll keep the conversation going.